Finally on Real Radio Breakfast with Gary and Lisa.
Blast and I'll think.
It's a bit of an X Factor special this morning. We have got Amelia's mum and dad, Barry, and Aranka. That's right, isn't it? In the studio with us as well as Debbie and Norma, Perry and Jade's mums from Little Mix. We've got someone on the phone here as well. Morning, Amelia.
Morning.
We've got your mum and dad in the studio.
All right, Dad. All right, Mum.
Do you know what, Amelia? The eating is out of house and home. They've had all the biscuits and all the cake and drank all the tea.
Are you live? Is that really you?
No, it's pre-recorded.
Hiya, princess.
We
how
are
you
indeed
doing?
Live on Real Radio. There you go. There's your mum and dad. Have a quick chat if you want, Amelia.
How are you? How are you doing?
I've just come off daybreak.
Oh, yes, we've set the video to record it. So what have we got planned for today?
Just going to the studio now.
You sound a bit tired, Amelia. Are you tired at the moment?
It's the opposite. Six.
Oh,
bless you.
And a busy day tomorrow. Two songs. Are you allowed to tell us which two songs you're performing this weekend?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Come on, give us a clue, because your dad tried to give us a clue last week and it was the worst clues ever.
That was just to keep...
No, I want it to be a surprise.
Right, okay.
Is there a theme to this week then?
Yes, it is Heroes versus My Guilty Pleasure.
Oh, that's quite good.
Right,
one.
Okay then.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to it then?
Yeah, it should be interesting.
How does it feel for you then? Obviously you're going to be seeing her at the weekend, mum and dad, but to just know that she's in London, she's, you know, living this life, and you're up here, would you love to be a bit closer if you could be?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Wish she could come back home to our house every night and I took her up in bed.
The thing is, Amelia's living the dream as well, just like the two girls as well, so you cannot really knock that.
Nice one, Dad.
But there's a lot of hard work to it, Amelia, as well, because you're saying you're doing a lot of press, you're doing a lot of TV, a lot of radio, getting around. Is it difficult to sort of keep upbeat about it when you're on all these programmes?
Absolutely not. It's like, you know, it's just more exposure, and, you know, it's just making your fan base even bigger as well. So, you know, the more interviews we do, you know, the more people know about us. So it's good.
And absolutely, and get to vote for you as well, because that's the big thing with X Factor. A lot of people think, yeah, they do good, whatever, but it's getting those votes, getting those text and votes and phone votes in, isn't it?
That's the thing. People will expect, like, kind of, I think, like, for, like, say, for example, last week, I was in the bottom two, but, you know, I think people might have thought, oh, well, people will be voting for us, so it's all right, we won't need to vote, but so, people do actually need to pick up the phone and vote for me.
Yeah.
Little question, what are mum and dad like? Are they fussy? Are they fussing over you all the time?
That's an understatement for my mother.
That's what mums do, though. You're allowed, aren't you?
Yeah, but she's ridiculous. But to be fair, though, I couldn't really knock her for it, because I'd rather be besotted with me than not care about me at all.
Oh,
absolutely.
Thank you.
And have they been a great support to you?
Absolutely. They ring me every day and say, oh, so-and-so's doing this. And apparently TGI Fridays have named a cocktail after me.
Oh, wow.
Is it pink?
Yeah, it's
pink. And they sent me a picture and I was like, because it's like my favourite restaurant ever. It's just amazing. And all these people are like backing me. And honestly, I can't even thank anybody enough.
Brilliant.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, and we'll let you get on with the rest of your day. And the very best of luck at the weekend, Amelia, OK?
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Love you, darling. Have a good day.
Bye.
We did try and get the girls on, but they are tied up this morning, unfortunately.
Chock-a-block.
Yeah, busy.
So, just a quick one. We're talking, just as we were listening to Amelia sing, we're talking about the judges on the panel. How do you feel the judges are judging the acts this year? I'll put that to all of you.
Well, I thought Mr. Barlow was bang out of order at the weekend. Bang out of order.
I think it's tactical. If I'm perfectly honest, I think it's tactical now. He's going to try and mess with them a little bit, you know. He's a professional, he knows what he's doing.
But is that fair, though? Aren't they there to give critical acclaim rather than sort of...
Maybe they're just competitive. The judges are as competitive as the contestants, and probably more so than the contestants.
As parents, though, you sat there, do you have to bite your lip, or do you want to get up and hit you? Like on the old wrestling on ITV, you were sitting with handbags. Yeah, get up and hit them.
I wanted to be up on Sunday, believe me.
Well, we are going to have to draw to a close, unfortunately, because we're coming up to 9 o'clock. We obviously want to play Little Mix's song as well, Don't Let Go. So, Debbie and Norma, have you got a message for the North East then?
Just keep on voting. We need every vote we can get, because, you know, we just need them. So keep voting. You have done absolutely fantastic to get behind the girls. And we're